Hi everyone, welcome to the Unmissed podcast. Today's guest is RJ Hubert, the founder of HBT Digital Consulting, with extensive experience in online advertising, lead generation, and digital marketing strategy. RJ helps businesses maximize their ROI through Google Ads, Meta Ads, marketing funnels, and high converting offers. Before we dive in, here's something to think about. Digital advertising is evolving rapidly. Studies show that businesses spend over $600 billion annually on digital ads, yet many struggle to turn those investments into actual revenue. With increasing competition and rising ad costs, mastering ad strategy and lead generation is critical to success. RJ is here today to help break down how your business can create high-performing ad campaigns that drive real results. I'm your host, Chelsea Alves, and I'm excited to welcome RJ Hubert to the podcast. RJ, welcome.
What's up, everybody? Thanks, Chelsea, for having me.
Yeah, of course. To start, can you share just a little bit about your background and what led you to specialize in digital advertising and lead generation?
Yeah, that's a great question. So my marketing background goes all the way back about 15 years. Started in an agency on the account management side. So I kind of learned, you know, working with clients and what kind of that world was like. And then I went in-house corporate. And I was, you know, in the digital marketing lead gen space. So always trying to figure out how can we get more leads to our sales team to work. So I was working with like Medicare and Medicaid. I was doing for-profit medical school. I was working at a credit union. So my background was varied, but it was all centered around how do we get leads? How do we get the leads to the sales team and how do we convert them?
Awesome. I mean, I don't want to date myself either, but I've also been in marketing about 15 years too. So I feel you there.
Yeah.
So many businesses run Google or Meta ads, but they don't see great results. What are some of the biggest mistakes companies make when setting up their campaigns?
You know, on the Meta side, I think running just a conversion ad or a conversion campaign without any sort of warm-up is almost a recipe for disaster. I think you need to start a little bit in the higher funnel, so maybe some awareness campaigns. If people don't have any idea who you are or what you do, maybe you can run a few campaigns like testimonial campaigns or like a video campaign, giving a brief overview kind of who you are and why people should care. And then, you know, hit them with a remarketing ad, those people that have engaged. So those people that have liked, commented, shared, been to your website, those people are going to be receptive to hearing maybe a conversion ad and then retargeting those people with a killer offer. That's the key to this whole game now is like, what can you offer people that can really drive results?
What about for Google?
Google Ads. Oh, my bread and butter on Google Ads. So, you know, you got to get your search campaign dialed in. We look at campaigns all day, every day for various clients, even prospects. And you wouldn't believe the keywords that we're seeing, the kind of the keywords that people are going after and the match types and even the bid strategy. You know, if those kind of words are kind of strange to the audience, you know, you might need to delve in and start digging around. But it really depends on your bid strategy and your keyword types. I think.
Are you seeing like a lot of people like trying to target like keywords that are just like too high competition?
Too broad. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know, that can work if you have a huge budget, right? Unlimited funds, which not many people have. You know, we work with small businesses. So our typical ad spend that we're managing is like in the 3 to 10K range. So every dollar matters. So it's really like dialing in those keywords. It's analyzing those results, like what keywords are really driving meaningful leads to the business, pausing the keywords that are garbage, that don't convert, reviewing the search terms. Because you wouldn't believe, like a lot of businesses don't review their search terms. And that can really throw off the performance of the campaign. You can get wasted clicks, you know, that just takes away from your budget. So if I have one tip for that audience is like review those search terms like on a daily basis, because you're really going to optimize that account and get better quality prospects.
Yeah, that's such good advice. I was actually going to ask you like how often you recommend them to, you know, check on their keyword strategies.
Yeah. I mean, if you first launch an account, you should be in there almost daily looking at the search terms. Once an account's been up for 6 to 12 months, the search terms should be pretty dialed in. I mean, you should still review them daily, but the keywords, you know, we're looking at the keyword performance probably on a monthly basis and turning some on, turning some off, testing some.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So what role do marketing funnels play in a successful ad strategy, and how can businesses optimize them to improve conversions?
There's so much opportunity with the funnel. I'm running a killer one right now. So I have this, guide for business owners and also marketing professionals. It's called The 34 Ways to Succeed with Google Ads. So we drive traffic, people that are interested in lead gen and Google Ads to this landing page. They can download this guide. You know, it's very easy for the prospect, right? They just need a name, email, phone, and business. They hit submit, they get an automated guide to their email. And then we drive that person who submitted that form to another page, which traditionally is like a thank you page, generic thank you page. But really, we have a funnel step that is a webinar, and it's called How to Succeed with Online Advertising. So right now, you know, they're getting this hot guide, and now they're getting to this landing page with, you know, join this webinar where you're going to learn how to succeed. And that's converting at like over 20%. So 20% of the people, wow, that download the guide are also downloading for this, getting involved for this webinar. And now that's just pushing people down the marketing funnel for my own business, because now they have a guide that's giving them a helpful resource. Now they're joining a webinar where I can really showcase my products and services and showcase my expertise, give them something of like value. And now they kind of know me. Now they hopefully like and trust me. And now they can become, you know, a person that can be an evangelist, you know, speak well for HPT Digital and hopefully become a client. And if not a client, somebody that can, you know, refer business to us.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. A 20% conversion rate. That's insane. So mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've tried various other things. That's the, in the marketing world, Chelsea, you know, this, like you always have to be testing offers, you're creative. And so I actually had a second step to that original funnel. I was just trying to book people for a consultation, and like nobody took me up on it. And for 2 weeks we were, you know, driving zero conversions, and we're like, okay, what are we going to try now? And then we tried that webinar offer, and you know, a lot of people took us up on it. So what the main message to this crew is, like, test different offers and yeah, don't like let something ride for 6 months and you don't see any results and you're just like, oh, I'm spending all this money, nothing's happening. You really have to like be proactive, look at your results and say like, hey, should I be trying something different? Should I try a new offer, new creative, new headline, new landing page? And I don't know what you use for a CRM or for funnel building, but like High Level is just amazing. Have you heard of High Level?
No, I haven't. No.
Yeah, check it out. It's like an all-in-one marketing platform. But so you can have your CRM, you can do funnels, email marketing, SMS, learn where your pipeline, do forms and surveys, and it's pretty great.
Yeah, we're using Marketo right now, and it's not my favorite. It's like actually my least favorite.
So. After this conversation, I'm going to send you a link because you need to check it out. It's awesome.
Awesome. Cool. So with so many businesses competing for attention online, how can brands craft compelling ad offers that actually, you know, convert? I mean, I know you just gave us the example of, you know, testing like a webinar after hitting them with an ebook, but mm-hmm. Do you have any other like advice?
I mean, so I would talk to your current customers, your current clients, or even prospects, and try to understand like what are they lacking? What do they need to kind of move the needle? Because as a business owner, as an agency owner, I have one idea in my mind. Like, I think this will help them, but it might not. It might be too big of a jump. Let's schedule a consultation before they're ready to really buy or really inquire was a big jump. So just be thinking about that. I think all the data you can gather from clients and past prospects and past clients, like, hey, what do you need to be successful? I think those conversations can help develop that offer for you. And then I would test two things at once, right? On Meta, I would get one campaign going for one offer, one campaign going for that second offer. I would do remarketing audience. So there's people that have liked, commented, engaged, whip into your website. If you have a custom list, I would definitely attack those people because, you know, they've kind of raised their hand already. Might as well show them something that can actually help them.
Yeah, definitely. The power of remarketing is astounding.
I've
Let's.
almost I almost have this thought, like the past like 6 or 12 months is like all it was always be advertising. So always talk about your business and show an ad, but now it's like always be remarketing because those people have shown interest. So it's like you might as well be always hitting them something with an offer or something that can help them succeed because those people will be evangelists.
Totally, yeah. And the first time they came across your business, they might have been evaluating or, considering other, vendors. So it's good to follow up with them and stay top of mind through remarketing.
I have a really quick example of that. So this woman was a marketing consultant that I had spoken to about 6 years ago when I launched my business. And we were doing similar things in the marketing world. And she went off for 6 years, did her thing, never heard really a peep from her, never heard from her, but she was on my email list. So she was getting an email like every month for like 5 or 6 years, right? And then this past December, out of nowhere, she responds, "Hey, I'm working in-house with a company now. We're going to need your help for some ads." And it was just funny that somebody I hadn't heard from 6 years, I was constantly remarketing to her with those emails. And then she hits me up for business and she actually turned into a client. So it's just one of those things where it might not happen today, right? Or tomorrow or next month. It might be years, but it can happen.
Yeah, no, that's such a powerful story and like shows that it's worthwhile to, continue to remarket even if it takes 6 years.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's shift a little bit and talk tracking and analytics because I feel like a lot of people don't really know exactly like what to track to analyze campaign performance. What are some of the key metrics you think businesses should focus on when measuring ad performance?
I mean, at the highest level, hey, get that pixel installed on Google from Meta. I've had prospects inquire and even current businesses who have been around, they don't have a marketing pixel on their website. So they're not tracking, the visitors. And I think that's a miss. So first step is just make sure that pixel is working and tracking. But then it's like, hey, are we getting leads? Actually track that. What is that conversion rate? The higher, the better, right? What is that cost per lead? Is it where it needs to be profitable for your business? Everyone hears return on ad spend, ROI, but like at the highest level, just look at conversion rate and cost per conversion. And that's what we're optimizing for clients. Like, are we getting quality leads? Are we getting them at a price that is meaningful and impactful for their business? And that's kind of what we're tweaking behind the scenes is like testing creative. We're testing different keywords. We're testing landing pages to make sure everything is kind of congruent and giving them the results that they need.
Yeah, awesome advice. So Google Ads and Meta Ads, they both offer very powerful targeting options. How should businesses decide which platform is best for their goals, like if they were to pick one over the other?
So Meta, right, which is Facebook and Instagram, it would be your demographics, your interest. Demographics and interest are like the best for targeting on Meta. I think if you have a visual product, it plays really well on Meta. If you have something like that's great. If it's more the B2B space, I mean, you're going to hit Google Ads because that's, keywords. So if you need something specific, like, I work with HVAC companies. I work with law firms. I work with some education, like the University of Pittsburgh. Shout out to them. And people are searching for like specific things, like masters of public health, or my furnace broke. Help me! It's cold. I'm freezing. Or something like
Yeah,
that.
it's not
So
a very visual, those aren't very visual companies.
exactly. I mean, you can make that furnace exploding might look kind of cool on Meta, but so it. Re I mean, it kind of depends, And I would test, right? I mean, Chelsea, this. You got to test the different channels. If you have a smaller budget, Google Ads might be hard to make work because your cost per click it can be expensive. I mean, some of these law firms are like $75 to $100 a click. I mean, that's insane.
Yeah, that's
But
nuts.
their businesses can make that up when they settle a case for 50K, 100K. So it just really depends on your business and what you're offering.
Yeah, for sure. Like I'm thinking like more like retailers would be good
Oh,
or do really well on Meta, obviously. Thinking of like even like Crumble Cookies, like
Oh
just
yeah. But it can be very hard. It can be a hard game to play because when you're selling like a $20 t-shirt and you're running these sales ads, sometimes the number it's really hard to make the numbers work. Yeah, I mean, for like that clothing company, you really have to look at the lifetime value of that person because you might lose money on that $20 sale, but maybe they're buying $1,000 worth of product over the course of a year. So it really depends on, kind of how your business works.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. So I know we were t just talking about retargeting, and I want to get circle back to that because I, like you and I have said, it's so important to consider in your ad strategy. How can businesses use retargeting effectively to increase conversions? Like, what advice do you have in terms of retargeting?
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. You need to gather all of your contacts. So, for example, over the course of 6 years for HBT Digital, we've had contacts. I've touched a lot of different people over the course of those 6 years. So, like my own personal emails, I've collected people that have opted in on my website. I've bought cold lists to do cold email marketing. So they've heard of me. So they're on the remarketing list. Then I have people that have visited my website, people that have engaged on social media, and all of these different components, right? Those are all people that have kind of shown interest in my business, people that have purchased, people that have been like clients too. And so they're all one big remarketing group. And now I can just hit them whenever I want with specific messaging for them. So I would just think about, what email addresses do I have? What contact information do I have? Look at all your different sources and then just compile them and then just target them for ads.
Yeah. No, that's good. It's as simple as it sounds, truly.
It is, but it's time consuming. You gotta
Yeah.
download
Yeah.
all the lists, clean it, make sure it's
Right.
formatted correctly. But I would just do that because these people are gonna be receptive to hearing from you.
Absolutely. As ad costs continue to rise, what strategies can businesses use to improve their return on ad spend?
Yeah, that's a great question. It comes down to what are you tracking, like the metrics. So if you see your cost per conversion increasing and you're kind of getting a little bit worried, maybe you can try a new audience. Sometimes different audiences will return different results. You could do a remarketed audience, you could do a lookalike audience, you could do an interest audience. All three of those audiences will probably return something different for your business. So I would spend some time there tweaking your audiences, looking at your creative. Definitely, if you see one piece of creative on Meta like creeping up in cost, really maybe they're not converting high, definitely pause that, introduce a new piece of creative. One thing that I've been like preaching is that you got to test at minimum five different pieces of creative, from videos to photos, and just the formatting. Make sure that's like, it looks legit on Instagram Reels and it looks legit on, the news feed. And Meta makes it really easy to like see different previews and kind of crop optimize. But th those are the little things that you can take a look at when optimizing.
Cool. I want to talk about everyone's favorite topic right now, AI. We know AI is becoming more integrated into digital advertising. How do you see automation and AI-driven targeting shaping the future of online ads?
So these marketing channels, Meta, Google, they have the data. They know what people interact with and click on and then ultimately convert. So while we want to hold all the reins, sometimes you have to let those marketing channels do the back end work. So like Google's already using AI with their ad creative. They're testing images with different headline options. And Meta too. Meta, when you start building your ad creative, they're showing you AI enhancements to music, to photos. I think you kind of have to give up the reins a little bit and test different elements. I'm a big fan of kind of like what Meta's doing. And they'll show you can upload an image and then look at the AI enhancements. You can select the ones you like, deselect the ones you don't like, and just I kind of go with it, test it out, play
Yeah.
with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. They're essentially doing some of the work for you and
Exactly.
yeah, and they're
You
looking
don't have
at
to do
what
everything yourself now.
yeah, exactly. I'm a huge advocate for AI and kind of leaning into the AI revolution, so
Oh yeah, some of the videos I see now are just kind of mind-blowing. I haven't
I
really delved
know.
too deep into the AI video. AI photos are cool. They're different. You should
Yeah.
test it. I don't know if you should go all in on the AI photos just yet, but it's getting to a nice place.
Yeah, I think it will just continue to improve over time as they kind of learn like what's converting and what you, but yeah, I agree right now the current state of AI photos is a little wonky. Like I would say maybe it's a step up from stock photos, but yeah. It's still not there yet.
Right. I mean, nothing's gonna be, like a real life image, I think,
Yes,
but
I agree
that's
with
kind of
that.
where I'm heading kind of with my creative is like where everything is so polished now and so beautiful and so quote unquote perfect. It's nice to see like real images and real video.
Yeah.
Like there's just so much, for lack of a better word, hype on some like offers, like I'll get you 30 clients in 30 days and it's free. It's just like some of
Yeah.
these offers that I see and some of this creative is just like kind of BS. And I think people know it and they see it.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
I think
I
real,
agree with that.
my message is kind of be real and
Yeah,
show
I
who you
feel like
really are.
people, customers and consumers really crave authenticity in a world where people are getting more skeptical and can kind of suss out like disingenuous companies. So I agree. If it's possible and in people's budget, I do feel like real is the best if you can
Oh yeah,
afford it.
for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So if a business is just getting started with paid advertising, like a smaller business, what's the first step they should take to set themselves up for success?
Get that marketing pixel installed. So get that Meta pixel tracking visitors. And then I would start, what am I offering that person? I would want that business, that small business who's just getting started, to understand their audience, who they're trying to target, and then the offer. What can I show that person to try to get them knocking on the door to inquire more? And that's easier
Yeah.
said than done, right? It takes 30 seconds to think of an offer, but then you really have to understand, is this the right offer for my right audience? Is it going to make them act? And then how does that translate to a landing page and then the creative? So there's a lot of steps. That's why I like businesses work with advertising agencies like Unmiss or HBT Digital is
Yep.
like, it's hard to do it on your own. Like some you need a team. It's hard to run a business just by yourself.
I agree with that completely. And, a lot of people don't have the expertise as business owners or the background in it. So it's always, I think, helpful if you have the budget to kind of outsource that to an expert and focus on what you're best at and driving revenue for your business. Well, RJ, this has been an incredibly valuable discussion. We are at time. Where can our listeners connect with you and learn more about your work?
Sure, hbtdigital.com is the website. On the socials, it's just at HBT Digital Consulting.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your expertise. For our listeners, if you found today's conversation insightful, don't forget to subscribe to the Unmissed podcast and leave a review. And if you're looking to improve your website's visibility and ad performance, check out unmisses.com, a website audit tool. It only takes a few clicks to uncover actionable insights and boost your digital strategy. And also check out HBT Digital Consulting. Clearly, RJ has a wealth of expertise. So definitely check out the website or check out the social channels. This has been the Unmissed Podcast, and we'll see you all next time. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good day.